Blog Talk Radio.
You know, back in the day when we used to have testimony service, my mama would stand up on her feet and she'd throw her head back and sing songs like this. She said, how I got over, how I got over my soul.
That's how I made it. Hallelujah. Yeah, come on, high. We thank you, Lord God. We made it over.
Yeah.
I made it over. Hallelujah. I made it over. Hallelujah.
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 If you're here today in 2021, know that you have made it over. Hallelujah.
Right.
Hallelujah.
1 year to the next year, not by your own right,
Jesus,
by the grace of God.
My God.
You have made it over.
You made it over.
Thank you, Father God, for your mercy.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Father God,
Jesus,
for your grace.
Yes.
Had not been you, where would we be?
My God, my
Hallelujah.
God. I made it over.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to say it again. I made it over. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Happy New Year.
Good God.
Yes, we do.
Happy New Year to every single
Happy
one.
New Year,
Happy New Year 2021.
Ah, yes.
This is the first Sunday in 2021.
Amen.
And I'm just so glad, you know, 2020 was a very challenging year, like most of us have never, ever seen before.
Jesus.
But look at you. You're clothed, like a full-back. You're clothed in your right mind. You made it all the way through.
In 21.
Hallelujah.
What it look like, a man tried to count you up, but God said, no, you made it over. What it look like, you wasn't going to make it. Hallelujah. Some of us were suffering in our bodies.
Yes.
Some of us were suffering financially. Some of us were suffering in our marriage, with our relationships. Some of us were suffering dealing with mental illnesses, but God, he made it over. You didn't look like you were going to make it to 2021 when everything was being shut down. Hallelujah.
Business is shutting down.
Jesus.
Everybody got to stay in on the inside.
Jesus.
But what they couldn't do, they couldn't stop they couldn't stop Jesus from working, because God was still working. See, when Satan began to work, he said, God, he's the devil, he's working. He's working in you. He's working through you. See, your mind was on the inside, but they couldn't stop the Spirit of God. That
my God
still made a way. You still had food on your table. Your lights were still on. You didn't lose anything. Hallelujah.
That's what you call making it over?
That's making it over.
Hallelujah. Welcome, everybody.
Welcome
to Sunday service. I'm Pastor Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
We just want to work out. We're the gospel public ministries.
Right.
We're excited.
Oh, yeah, we're so excited.
We're so excited, you all, because you know what? So much happened in 2021. We thank God, you know what, by faith. Hallelujah. We walk by faith and not by sight. And when you walk by faith, hallelujah, I want you to understand ain't nothing that you can't get over. Or make it over, because greater is he that's in you and he is in the world. And when you know who is in you, you got to check and see who is in you.
That's right.
Because when you know that Christ is in you, you know that you're already more than a conqueror, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And we just thank you.
Yes, thank you. You can lose every single thing,
Jesus,
but I can't lose Jesus. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory. There's many people that have not even had an opportunity to be back in their church homes. You know, as people that haven't even been back in, you know, the church ever since, you know, this pandemic started. You know, so just to be able to be on this platform here, you know, this is a blessing. You know, God has blessed me and my wife, you know, to have this ministry. See, there is no distance in spirit, even though when we are here, you know, in the studio, but we're still having Sunday service.
Glory to God. Once again, welcome.
Welcome.
We want to personally welcome everybody. We see our mother, Tad Dillard, is here. Sister Shanda Jackson, Evangelist Kimberly Russell, Evangelist Arvina Dudley, hallelujah. Sister Connie, another brother, Lauren, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So many people, hallelujah. Sister Connie, church is packed. We have many people from New York, Chicago, New Jersey, Louisiana. Welcome our cousin Brenda Gale, who is with us.
Cousin Zarita,
hallelujah. Cousin Angie and her mother, Laverne Green. God bless you. God keep you.
Joel Washington.
Amen.
Welcome, Joel Washington. And family, hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. If it's your first time being with us here in Sunday service, me and my husband, we want to personally welcome you today.
Yeah.
Here at the Gospel Public Ministry, we pray that you will be blessed. Hallelujah. Here in service with us today as we allow the Holy Spirit of the living God to lead and guide us in this church service today. Amen. If you thank one, we would like to personally welcome you today.
Hallelujah.
Welcome.
Hallelujah.
All you got to do is press one on your phone today, and we just want to say welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. May you be blessed. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Again, it's your first time here in Sunday First. And we see we have a lot of guests today. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we have so many. Literally, we have an overflow right now. In Hallelujah. We have more than that. Hallelujah. There's steady coming in. So God bless you. God keep you again. We'd like to pray for you, pray with you. If you're a guest here in service today, please press 1. If not, we pray that God will continue to strengthen you, guide you, and bless you. May God be, may peace be your portion. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, may God save you. May God face down upon you and bless you this day and be gracious unto you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank God for you. May you be blessed. Hallelujah. All that you put your hands to do for Christ Jesus. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. You all, this Sunday is First Communion. This is Communion, we're having communion first Sunday. So we're on this Sunday, you know, kind of said. So today is our first Sunday, so it's communion this Sunday. So grab everything that you need in order to take communion with us. Piece of bread, wine, whatever it is.
Cracker, peanut, whatever it is, you know, that you have. Water, wine, juice, whatever it is. You know, we pray over it and we turn it into a holy communion.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray, Father God. We thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Lord, for one more time, we thank you for your mercy and grace. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you, God, for this set time that you've allowed us to come here boldly to the throne room of grace, grace acting and receiving in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for the lying down and the raising up this morning. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father God, we ask that you touch, Lord God, touch and heal, touch and deliver in this Sunday service. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, we come casting all our cares and fears and burdens down right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pick up peace. We pick up joy. We pick up happiness. We pick up our healing, and we walk in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet
yes,
still we thank you. Lord, open up the channels of our spirit
thank
to receive
you,
right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for divine alignment and divine position right now. We pray for divine order in our lives and everyone that's here in Sunday service, oh God, so that we can receive all that you have for us to receive. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we can't thank you enough, but yet still. Holy Spirit, we ask that you move, hallelujah, touch every heart and mind right now. We come against every hindrance spirit, every spirit of doubt and disbelief, every spirit of worry, fear, hallelujah. We come against every spirit, every fighting spirit, every spirit of rebellion, pride, and fear. We come against it right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We come against every spirit of infirmity and affliction and sickness and disease. We command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, Lord, we just want to say thank you that we are delivered and set free, oh God. Lord, we ask that you will meet your warring angels, to warrant us in the spirit in the heavens that's designed to stop our prayers from being answered. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we thank you that right now that we have a free pass to ourselves to ascend into the supernatural realm, hallelujah, to the heavenly realm. We will not be earthbound. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, let there be a breakthrough in the heavens of today as we come believing and trusting you, Father God, for all peace. In the name of Jesus Christ. We declare and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ that we are the righteousness of God, called in the next power and authority of the Holy Spirit of the living God that walketh in us. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we ask for divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom of who you are. Oh Lord, call us nigh unto you this day in the name of Jesus Christ. Walk on, Lord God, with your Holy Ghost with fire. Let us receive tongues of fire to war against the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, we just want to say thank you. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God, in this place, in the place where your children are, oh God. For we know that your God that is omnipotent and omnipresent. There's nowhere that we can go that you can't reach us. Oh Lord, touch right now, oh God. All we need is a touch from you this Sunday in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We can't thank you enough, but yes, do we thank you. We'll be thanking you all the days of our life, oh God. All over your word of all praise and glory. We don't find it wrong for you to thank you. We don't find it wrong for you to take this time out, oh God, to give you all that is necessary and more in the name of Jesus Christ. So Father God, we thank you right now for the Lord, for your God that is more than enough, your God that is able, your God that can make a way out of no way. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. We call upon your Eldonai, we call upon your Elohim, move in a mighty way, hallelujah. We call upon your Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Sabata, El Shaddai, Jehovah Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for the blood that was shed on Calvary, the blood that cleanses us, the blood that sanctifies us, justifies us, redeems us, makes all things new. Oh, Lord, the blood that heals us, and we just want to say thank you for the blood that reaches to the highest of the mountain and falls to the lowest valley in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. No matter where we are, hallelujah, that the blood reaches us, and Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we come asking for more of you and less of ourselves. Oh, for me, I give us you, everything else can wait. In the name of Jesus Christ, we leave it all in your hands, oh God. Lord, we come asking for more of you and less of ourselves as we die daily to this flesh, oh God. We ask that you strengthen our spirit, man, right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, we thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah to your name, God.
Hallelujah.
We can't bring you up against you. We thank you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we need you. Father, as we pray right now, Lord, bless, touch, heal, and deliver, and change our lives, oh God. From today on, will help us to fight the good fight of faith in prayer and in warfare and to win the battle, oh God. Release the grace, oh God, over us right now to fight the warfare and win. Hallelujah. And release the grace to press on it in your power of the Holy Spirit and to win, because greater is you that's in us and he that's in the world. Let us be able to press on to win in your power of the Holy Ghost, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the power of your Spirit, oh God. And we thank you, Father God, that it is done. Hallelujah. In Jesus Christ's mighty name.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we trust you, hallelujah, for a breakthrough in our peace. Hallelujah. Breakthrough in our strength. Breakthrough in our kindness.
Hallelujah.
Breakthrough in our relationships.
Hallelujah.
Breakthrough in our healing. Breakthrough in our deliverance. Let it take place right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we receive it by faith right now. Hallelujah. Open up your mouth and receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let us go to a greater glory and altitude than you, Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, that you've forgiven us and washed us in the blood, and all our sins are forgiven. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, that we are not conformed to this world, but we are transformed by the renewing of our minds this day. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
You,
glory, hallelujah. We leave it all in your hands. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are children of God and born of the incorruptible seed of the word of God, that we are saints. Hallelujah. We're blessed in our going. We're blessed in our coming. Blessed in our going and coming in. Hallelujah. We're blessed in the city and blessed in the field. Hallelujah. For God has blessed us and we can never be cursed. And we're going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray the blood of Jesus Christ over all that's in service of today, over your home and all that you have and all that you will have, over your children, hallelujah, all that's connected to you, all that you're concerned about, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for the blood that covers us and protects us, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, in the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that worketh in us, hallelujah. In Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, to God be the glory, amen. To God be the glory. We thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name. Let it move on you right now. Let the Holy Spirit move on you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. If you can believe it, you can receive it. Hallelujah. Right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name, Father God. Greater is you, oh God. Greater is you.
Yes.
Have your way in this service. Those that have come today for a healing, oh God, because we know that you're omnipotent, omnipresent. Let them receive their healing. Let there be no more delays, Father God. Hallelujah. Those that are needing a breakthrough in their finances, support their relationships, their marriage, Lord, we come praying for restoration right now, all things new, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we thank you because of you, hallelujah, hallelujah, that we made it over into 2021, and we thank you, Lord. We love you. We give it all over to you. Amen. 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 If you're just now entering into Sunday service, God bless you. God bless you. God keep you. God strengthen you. May God be your strength. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, you all, we're going to have our scripture reading from our very own evangelist, Kimberly Relford. Amen. Church is packed, so let me get to you, evangelist, here. Give me just a brief moment because we are packed this Sunday. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Welcome, evangelist. Go ahead. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Give it on to God, to Pastor. God bless you. To everyone that's listening in and everyone that will tune in, God bless you all. I'm going to be reading today from John 6, starting at verse 53.
Amen.
I'm going to go down to verse 56. So John 6, starting at verse 53, on down to 56. Okay,
amen.
And this is Jesus speaking to the Jews. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him.
Yeah.
And that was his 53 through 56, and that was John chapter 6. And while the Jews were trying to figure out what Jesus was saying, they just need to listen and know that when we eat of Jesus, that means we're taking in his word daily because he is the word. So when we're eating that word, we're eating Jesus. We're making ourselves available to him. We're doing those things that bring him glory. That is how we eat his flesh and drink his blood. So make sure that we're not ever missing that communion and we're taking it in remembrance of him. As often as we do show forth his suffering until he comes again. In Jesus' name, God bless you all.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that word, Evangelist. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Amen. As we prepare for communion, I do want to share one thing here. There's a poem by Chauncey R. Petty I want to share before we get ready for communion. Go ahead and grab your communion, you all, that you'll be having as we transfer that into the blood and the body of Christ Jesus. And then Pastor Manny, who is he going to? He's going to take us on into communion. As I'll be delivering the communion, Pastor Manny will open up with a song. But I want to give this poem that says, I'm living now to live again. It says, I'm living now to live again, for life is too good to close. As the body breaks with the weight of years, the soul, the stronger grows. I'm living now to live again, for God within leads on from dream to deed, from deed to dream. And so when earth is gone, I'm living now to live again as spirit values will. For the soul I build of spirit stuff, no death can ever kill. I'm living now to live again if a God of love there be. For my love in his love cannot die in all eternity. I'm living now to live again. Flesh and bone will turn to dust, but my soul, a part of the eternal God, can live, will live. It must. Amen. That's by Chauncey R. Petty. Amen. At this time, we'll have our song as we enter into our communion by Pastor Dorsey Manning.
Amen. Amen. I thank God for the opportunity to be able to use my voice, you know, not just use for anything, but use my voice to his glory, to the glory of God. Okay. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day. This power, because it reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows through the lowest valley. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day.
Blood
that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. be strength from day to day. It will never lose His power because it reaches to the highest mountain and it flows to the lowest valley, the blood that gives me strength from day.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
If it had not been for you, Lord Jesus, where would we be? We thank you for your blood. Your blood reaches to the highest mountain, every single mountain that you face in your life. The blood of Jesus Christ, it reaches there. In every single valley, the lowest valley that they ever had to walk through in your life, the blood of Christ Jesus, it reaches there too. And we thank you, Christ Jesus, for your blood. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Let us take our communion at this time. If you have your communion, Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter in communion at this time. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11:27 that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of a cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us, you are at this time, examine ourselves right now. Go ahead and examine yourself. Hallelujah. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us, oh God, all this hearing and service today, oh God, of our sins, our transgressions, our iniquities, and our trespasses. Cover each of us with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you that the Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross for us, that Jesus took our sins, our transgressions, our iniquities, and our trespasses to the cross with him. We thank you that we can take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for our sins, our transgressions, our iniquities, our trespasses. And Lord Jesus, we love you. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten and mad and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so that our body may be healed. We thank you that with your stripes that we are healed. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. Jesus, we thank you for loving us, touching us, and healing us. We thank you that you took the bread and you broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which was broken for you, and partake in faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So, dear Jesus, we now take the piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you in faith. Go ahead and take the bread, you all.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Amen. The word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup and said this to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, that you shed your blood for us, that your blood is our atonement. It justifies us, sanctifies us, redeems us, and cleanses us, and washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities, all of our transgressions, all of our trespasses, and your blood heals us in the holy name of Jesus. We now take this in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Go ahead and take. Drink.
Hallelujah. Thank you for your blood.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. And we all say amen. Amen and amen again. God bless. God keep. At this time, you all, we're going to have a music selection, and we'll be back with our brother Washington, who will bless us. Hallelujah, with a selection today. Amen. So stay right there. Stay right there, you all. Get ready. Let the song move on you and be prepared for our brother Washington coming out of New York today. So we're definitely looking forward to brother Washington. Hallelujah.
There's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. A highlight stirring up from the depths of my soul. So excuse me if I seem a little giddy or maybe even strange, but praise is the way.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise on the inside. Hallelujah.
Amen. We have made it here to a very special part of Sunday service here. You know, I thank God, you know, for this opportunity, you know, to be here. And I thank God for this opportunity to introduce you, every single one that's listening, to this wonderful man of God. My Uncle Joel Washington, he's going to bless us with a song. So I'm so excited about him. You know, Uncle Joel Washington is with us here from New York, New York. You know, he called in and, you know, hey, he's ready. So I'm ready to receive him. Y'all receive him. You know, this is our brother in Christ. You know, he's still working for the Lord, you know, just like, you know, that we should be. So without further ado, here's my uncle, Brother Joel Washington. Brother Washington.
Amen. Hello. Amen. You're welcome.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Amen. You're on. You're on live.
I'm so glad to be here today. And I'm so proud of my nephew. I'm just so proud of him. I just love him. Ever since he told me, that chill's been going all through my body. I just thank God for him. I thank him for his wife, his family, and everybody. I haven't got a chance to meet him, but I hope when it's over, I will get a chance to meet him. And we haven't been doing nothing since March of this year, you know, so I'm going to do the best I can with this song because I love singing for Jesus.
Let him use you.
Have you any river that seems uncrossable? Have you any mountain that you cannot tunnel through? God specializes in things that are impossible. I come to tell you, he can do what no other power, Holy Ghost power, can do. Have you ever been on your bed of affliction? In spite of all the doctor medicine would do you no good. Oh Lord, nobody but God specializes in things that are impossible. I come to tell you, he can do what no other power, Holy Ghost power, can do. Have you trouble in your home? Seem like that old enemy just wouldn't leave you alone. In spite of all, you've done all that you know to do. Nobody but God specializes in things that are impossible. I come to tell you, he can do what no other power, Holy Ghost power, can do. God bless
God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You know he can do. Hallelujah.
What the hell, God?
Hallelujah.
I'm just
hallelujah.
So
that brother said God specializes. Hallelujah.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank you, Brother Washington, for that song, for blessing all here in Sunday service today. God bless you. God keep you. God be your strength. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah.
God
bless you.
May God pour into you every single ounce that left your body right now. May God pour it back into you 10 times fold in a
place.
Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. At this time, you always prepare for the message from my very own Pastor Dorsey Manning. Hallelujah, man of God. That God has called him. God has ordained him for such a time as this. God has set him apart. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. So if you would just stand to your feet and receive our pastor right now, Pastor Dorsey Manning, my husband. God bless you. God be with you. May the Holy Ghost of the living God lead you to deliver the word of God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, Pastor Dorsey Manning.
Amen, amen. Thank God for every single one. Happy New Year to every single one. I thank God for being here and being in attendance. Just being in the presence of the Lord is just so good. The many people that counted today but did not make it to see today, but every single one that have breath in their body, see, God have made it a way for you to live another day and be into that long life and that salvation. So we thank God.
Amen.
We thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
God,
thank you.
We
yes,
thank
God.
You, Father God, for this opportunity to be able to see you in your word. We
Amen.
Thank you, Father God, that every single word that you give us, every single thought
yes,
that you give us, every single
yes,
feeling that you give us, Father God, it is your word. It's your thought.
Yes, Lord.
It's your way.
Yes, Lord.
In the mighty
Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
In the
we
mighty
thank
name
you
of
for
Jesus.
Every single word that's going to proceed out of the mouth of your pastor on today.
Amen.
It is not my word, but it's your word.
Yes,
Father
Lord.
God, I ask you, in trusting and believing, that you will
Jesus.
Be my eyes, that
yes,
you will
Lord.
Be my ears, that
yes,
you will be
Lord.
Every single thought that's in my mind. You'll be
yes,
every
Lord.
Single feeling that's in my heart. In the mighty
Amen.
Name of Jesus.
In the mighty name
you
of Jesus.
Allow scripture
you.
To interpret
yes, Lord.
Scripture. For
yes,
me not
Lord.
To add or take anything
Jesus.
Away.
Amen.
Unclean thoughts, unclean
yes.
spirit. We
Jesus.
Bind you right now in the name of Jesus,
yes,
for you will not
Jesus
walk from
Christ
here.
Jesus.
And we loose you
Jesus.
From this place right now. Any
Amen.
Spirit of strife, any spirit
Jesus.
Of anger, any
Jesus.
Spirit of jealousy or resentment,
Jesus.
We loose you
Jesus.
Right now in the name of
right
Jesus.
Now.
In
the mighty name of Jesus Christ
of Nazareth.
Right yes,
now in the name of Jesus.
Right now.
In
the name
Jesus
of Jesus
name
Jesus.
That we pray. And everybody
amen.
Says, amen, amen.
Oh, man, hallelujah.
Welcome here. I have, amen, I have a word that God has placed into my heart. You know, I'm still,
yes,
I'm still, you know, so filled with joy because, you know, my uncle, they sang this song, and if it didn't resonate in anybody's spirit, it resonated in mine. You know, just to hear you, you know, allow God to use you in that way, to use your voice. And, you know, it just touches me, you know, in such a special way. This is actually my first time hearing you sing, so I'm very, very, very excited about that. So, but I thank God, you know, I have a message that comes here, you know, for me and for everyone. And the message today will be, don't make it about you, make it about Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I'll be reading this to you from the King James Version. We'll come out of Romans chapter 8, and we'll start at verse 1. We'll move around a little bit. We might come back to verse 1 or 2. Well, let's start right here. Romans chapter 8 and verse 1. If you have your Bibles, go with me there when you get there. So
amen.
Say amen. Amen. All right, Romans chapter 8 and verse 1. It reads here. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. 2 says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. And 3 says here, for what the law could not do, and what it was weak through the flesh, God sending his son in the likeness of a sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. For says, for the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. 5 says, for For they that are after the flesh don't mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. 6 reads, for to be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. What I want to hear to give you a message on today is, don't make it about yourself. Make it about Jesus. See, right here over in Romans chapter 1, this is Apostle Paul here. Apostle Paul here is stating here that those that are in Christ Jesus are free from condemnation. What he's saying is we're free from shame, and we're free from guilt, and we're free from that judgment that our own mind ministers to us, you know, day and night. Now, if you don't understand
Jesus.
What condemnation is, condemnation is that very thing that you feel when you know you ain't doing right. When you know you ain't doing right, and when you know you ain't walking right, when you know
Jesus.
You ain't living right, see, then this thing comes over you. It's called condemnation. It's called shame, and it's called
Jesus.
Guilt, and it causes
Jesus.
You to go in a place where you're thinking that you're not worthy.
Hallelujah.
My Lord. But Apostle Paul is saying that here, that those that are in Christ Jesus, it's what he's saying right now, that we walk by the Spirit. We follow the Spirit. See, we are not
glory.
We are not in that place of being shame, of being guilty.
Amen.
Because we have a Savior that have already come here to this world and to have made himself flesh for us, and have became sin for us. And because he has made himself flesh and became sin for us, he didn't just stop right there, but he died for every single one of our sins.
Hallelujah.
See, I'm talking about God. God,
Jesus.
Who became very much man, but he was God that became flesh. And
Jesus.
He became the sin for man. In exchange
Jesus.
For us being a sinful man or a sinful woman,
Jesus.
He died for each and every one of your sins. Hallelujah.
Glory to
this
God. Hallelujah.
And because
yes,
he
Lord.
Did die for each and every one of your sins, see, we have the freedom not to be
Amen.
Condemned by this same
Amen.
Sin that you think about
Jesus.
Every single day and think about every single night. See, because when you
Jesus.
Think about it,
come
hallelujah,
on now,
see, you
hallelujah.
Enter back into that place. Or where you're thinking that God
Ooh.
Don't love you, you're thinking that you ain't
My
good
God.
Enough, or you're thinking that,
Jesus.
That you know, God, please don't judge me for what I'm doing, and I know I'm going to hell because of what I said and
Jesus.
What I did. But see, that ain't the
but
reason
God.
Why God came to this earth. See, God knew
Jesus.
You before you even knew yourself. See,
God,
he God. Became man because he knew that this same thing called shame
Ooh,
and
out.
Guilt and condemnation
yes, Lord.
Was going to send you to a place that was not designed for you to be. Hallelujah.
My Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank
you,
Lord
Jesus.
Jesus.
And right
my
here,
God, my God.
Said that we walk after the Spirit. This is Apostle Paul is saying here. He said that we don't walk after the flesh anymore. Those that
my
are
God.
In Christ Jesus, we don't follow after the flesh. We don't listen to what our mind tell us. We don't listen
Jesus.
To what our body tell us. We listen to what the Holy
yes.
Spirit tell us. It says the Spirit. It says the living, the Spirit of life.
Jesus.
The Spirit of life.
Jesus.
That's who it is. That is. It's Christ Jesus. We follow
Amen.
The Spirit of life. We
Amen.
Follow,
Thank
follow
you, Lord.
The Holy Spirit. This is Apostle Paul is saying.
Amen.
Paul says that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled. Who
yes,
walk
Lord.
Not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. See,
Jesus.
We got to realize something. The day that you had made a decision to give your life over to Christ,
yes,
that
Lord.
Was the day that you had been counted as righteous.
Amen.
You had been counted
Hallelujah.
As righteous. So that
yes,
means
Lord.
That you have already confessed that
Jesus.
You are a sinner already.
My God,
you had
my
already
God.
Confessed that you can't live in this world alone because you know that you was underneath that shame and that guilt, you know, of sin.
Jesus,
and you asked
come on now.
Jesus Christ to
come into your life and be your Lord and Savior. And as a result of that, you are counted righteous. So we need to understand what righteous is. See, we get into that place, you know, those that are not mature in Christ Jesus, or even those that have not received him at all, we get into that place of being self-righteous. See,
my God, help us
all. The difference between righteous and self-righteous. See, being righteous means that you are in Christ Jesus. That means that you are being led by the Holy Spirit. That means that you're not ashamed and you're not guilty. You see, you're not in that place of being condemned. But see, self-righteous, you enter to that place of your actions, what you can do, or what you can say, or what you can show God to try to prove that you are good enough. See, that's which is the very same thing that is called pride. You're being proud, but see, you try to pray 2 or 3 hours and don't even know what you're praying about or who you're praying to.
My Lord,
on the side of the road and give out a cup of cookies and give out $2 or $3 and God see, I'm giving to the poor, I'm giving to the needy. See, you're into that place of being a self-righteous. You're trying to save yourself. You're trying to show God that you're good enough. But I'm here to tell you, when you are counted as righteous, you're counted as righteous because it's the blood of Jesus Christ that covers you.
God don't
see you as being a sinner. He don't see you as being a person that's self-righteous. He sees you as being righteous because when he look at you, he sees that Jesus Christ is all over you, that you are covered by the precious blood of the Lamb. And that's all that God sees when he look at you. And we thank you, Father God, that
thank
you count us righteous. Righteous meaning that you are justified. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Just as if
you
do not sin at all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the reason
why
God came here to this world. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Righteous. We are the righteousness of God.
Jesus.
And we follow the Spirit. And those are the righteousness of God. They follow the Spirit. God don't judge you,
Lord,
for the things that you do. Amen.
Amen.
Let's move along here a little bit down here. I'm going to show you something right here in this same chapter in Romans chapter 8, and we'll go right here to verse 18. Romans chapter 8 and verse 18 says, "For I reckon that the suffering of the present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." How many know that the glory that's revealed in you is the Holy Spirit? See, the Holy Spirit is revealed in you when you yield to him.
Because
when you yield to the Holy Spirit, you're being led by the Holy Spirit. You say the things
Lord.
That the Holy Spirit tell you to say. You go places that
the Holy Spirit
leads you. You see, you're right there in that place where it's been revealed and everybody know it because it's all over you. You see, you're full of the Holy Spirit. Somebody say, "I'm full of it." Hallelujah. I'm full of it. See, you're filled with the Holy Spirit. See, there's a lot of things that we try to do and a lot of things that we try to show people that we are, and people can see that we're full of something else, which is not the Spirit. But see, we are full of the Holy Spirit. You got just enough. And it says right here in 18 that it will be revealed. It says that glory is revealed in you. 19 says, "For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the Son of God." I don't know about you, but I'm going to wait on the Lord for everything.
I'm
not going to go before God, and I'm going to do something, and I'm going to think that God is following me, that he's following me. I'm going to wait till the Holy Spirit tells me, even if I got to sit here. See, I'm not sitting here being still. I'm still moving. Even if my feet is like a soldier in a marked time march, see, I'm still moving. I'm just waiting on God to tell me to move. That's what it says.
Amen.
The earnest expectation is manifested. That's what it's trying to tell you, manifest, because we're waiting on God. That's what it tells you.
My God.
"The creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subject that same hope." 21 says, "Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of to be the children of God." Oh, you better know. You better know that when you have already been delivered. See, we have that freedom to know that we don't have to be bound to these thoughts. We don't have to be bound to these things. We don't have to be up underneath that curse. I mean, you better know that
being condemned, you will operate underneath a curse. See, that is the curse. See, I sang the song here last, said Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. See, if you don't know what the curse of the law is, the curse of the law is condemnation. It is shame, and it is guilt. That is that condemnation. That is a condemnation. But you have the liberty to be free from condemnation through Christ Jesus, and you can only do this through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. You can only do this through Christ Jesus. Those that find yourself in a place where you may be a little sad, you may be a little depressed, you may be a little oppressed, I'm here to tell you right now that you have a Savior that have already gave himself for you. He gave himself, he died for you, he bled and died on the cross, and he was buried.
Yes, Lord.
For 3 days, it stayed there 3 days for you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You don't have to be
glory
in that place of thinking that you are bound to just doing what you are. Don't look at the things for how they are. The Bible tells us to call those things that be not if though they were.
Jesus.
Call things that be not as though they were. Whatever it is that's going on in your life, the Bible didn't tell you to call it how you see it. No, it said call those things be not. If though they were, we thank you, Father God, that you count us as your children. 22 says, for we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. This was Paul is saying, he said that whole creation. See, we are that whole creation. See, we groaneth in the spirit. So you need to know what groaning in the spirit is. See, when you're groaning in the spirit, see, you are yearning. See, you are praying to God, you know, in your spiritual language. See, God have not just came in and freed us from the
Amen.
Curse of the law. He didn't just free us from condemnation and shame, but he did it
Amen.
All through Christ Jesus, and he left you with gifts. He
Amen. Hallelujah.
He left you with gifts of tongues. I mean, he left gifts of tongues. That means that you can pray in a holy language. That's that groaning in the spirit. And for anybody that's not using it, you're not taking advantage of what God had left you to give. He gave you gifts of tongues. He gave some gifts of interpreting tongues. He gave you gifts of miracles. He gave you a discerning spirit. He gave you his word. That's what we're reading right now. He gave you his word. Did you know that God gave you his word? That means that he gave you his promise.
Jesus.
And God don't go back on his promise. So when you find
Amen.
Yourself in oppression, when you find yourself in depression, or you find yourself in anger, or you're in strife, or you might be find yourself in envy, or you find yourself in pride,
Jesus.
God has given you his word. So get yourself back in the word of God. Line up with
Amen.
The word of God. Use the word of God. This is a gift for you.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is that word of God. Use Jesus.
Ooh, yes, Lord.
Use Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You need to know this. This is a word that God has gave for me to be able to give it to you. I'm just a messenger. I'm just going to tell
Amen.
You what the Bible says. See, the Bible
Jesus.
Has already told us over here. If we go on down here to Romans chapter 8 and 29, what it says right here is, for whom he did foreknew. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Don't you know God knew you? God knew you before you even know who you are.
Amen.
God knows who you are. He know every single hair that's on your head. I don't even know how many hairs on my head, but God know how many
Jesus.
Hairs on my head. He know you by
yes,
name.
Lord.
God know every single thing that's in your body, that's in your mind, that's in your heart.
Jesus.
There's some stuff that's
Jesus.
On the inside of you that you don't even know about, but God knows about it.
Hey,
this is the reason
man,
why that he gave you the Holy Spirit to live on the inside of you. Because if you will allow the Holy Spirit to live on the inside of you, see, the Holy Spirit changes things from the inside of you. So when you let the Holy Spirit come in and change things on the inside, then as a result, you can see these things on the outside. Long health, long life, prosperity in every single area. Every single thing you touch, it prospers. Every single thing you say, it prospers. You decree
Amen.
A thing and you can see a thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the work
Hallelujah.
Of the Holy Spirit. That's not the work of man. So we need to get out of that place of being self-righteous. We always be looking at instant healing or YouTube healing. Or we're looking at a Google healing. Or we going over here and we trusting in the medication and all this stuff. I'm not saying this stuff here, you know, it's not an aid, but you don't put that before God. You don't allow these things to be your idols. Because God already foreknew you. In 29 says
Jesus.
That for he that he foreknew, he also did predestine to
Amen.
Be conformed to the image of the Son. You better know that God just didn't send Jesus Christ here just for no reason. He sent Jesus Christ here for you to be conformed into the Son. And I'll tell you that in a minute. He said to be conformed to the Son, that you might be the firstborn among the brethren. And 30 says, moreover, whom he did predestine, them he also called. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I thank you, Lord
Hallelujah.
Jesus, for calling me.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't you know that God is calling each and every one of you? Each and every one
Amen.
Of you. Those that already believe and those that don't believe yet, he's still calling you. But see, you have to have the courage enough to answer the call when God calls you.
Hallelujah.
The scripture is saying right here that he already predestined. See, when you already
Amen.
Predestined, that means that God know where you're at and he know where you're going and he know he wants you to go. But you've got to be able to follow God so he can get you there. We are free moral agents to make our own decision. We have the
Jesus.
Right to go and choose right or wrong. We have the right to choose life or death.
Yes,
we have that right.
Yes,
you have the right to be a sinner, or you have the right to be saved by grace.
Amen.
So you have that right. And God will see you to it. Whatever decision you make, he'll see you to it until you leave this world. Hallelujah. And if you don't know
Hallelujah.
What to choose, then choose life. Hallelujah. That's what scripture says, choose life. You have already been predestined. And I thank you, God, for calling you. See, he's calling you. And it says, and 30 says there, and whom he called, to them he also justified. And whom
Amen.
He justified, to them he also glorified. I thank you, Father God, that you have justified me. And you said he glorifies. And the reason why he glorifies is because it's who that's in, on the inside of you, which
yes,
is Christ
Lord.
Jesus, which is the Holy
Jesus.
Spirit, which is the Word of God. And we thank you, God.
Yes, Lord.
31 says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, then who can be against you?
Mm.
Mighty God, mighty God, I thank you. I thank you
thank
that
you
have came on the inside. And because of the
yes,
Holy
Lord.
Spirit lives on the inside of me, see,
yes,
now
Lord.
That means that any spirit that's operating on the inside of me, you can't stay there. And the reason
Jesus.
Why you can't stay there, because I have a spirit that's more mighty than any spirit that ever a man ever known, ever seen, which is called, it's his
Jesus.
Name, that's his name is Jesus, which is the Holy
Jesus.
Spirit. The same spirit that lives in you is the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And that same spirit lives on the inside of you. That means that when sickness comes in, is on the inside, you have a Savior that lives on the inside of you that's already fighting on your behalf. Loose the Savior on the inside of you to fight for your behalf. That means unclean spirits can't live in you. I'm talking about sickness.
Amen.
I'm talking about
Amen.
Diseases. I'm talking
Amen.
About all this anger and all this strife, whether it's physical, whether it's spiritual. It can't live on the inside
Jesus.
Of you when you know who you are. God had called you and he gave you too many gifts. You got too much. You better know that. You need to
Amen.
Know that. Don't make it about you. Make it about Jesus.
Make it about Jesus.
When you start
yes,
to
Lord.
Make things about Jesus, you have already set yourself in a place. You have set your mind up in a place to make it about Jesus and make not make it about you. See, anybody that's making it about them, they're in a place that's called self-centeredness. That means that you
Jesus.
Can put or what you got, you can put yourself in the center. That ain't the place for you. Now,
Jesus.
You let the Holy Spirit be in the center of it all. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
How many places that he would, how many places that he'd already brought you through? I think a song was sung this morning saying, how many mountains have you already been climbed by the power and the
Jesus.
Blood of the Holy Spirit? How many valleys have you went through? How many times have you looked at death when you was on the hospital bed and everybody didn't count you out? How many times
Jesus.
Were the doctor told you that you had an unknown sickness and he named it cancer? He said cancer is living on your in your body and we don't know what it is and man they gave up on you. How many
Jesus.
Times did God know what man said, you know, but man don't get the final say and God said no. He said, I called you and I predestined
Jesus.
You and I healed
Jesus.
You already. I called
Jesus.
You righteous. I called you justified.
Oh,
then justified yes. means that just as if you haven't done anything at all. And because God called you, That means that you shall not die to these things, but you live because of Christ Jesus who lives on the inside of you. We thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't make it about yourself. Don't make it about yourself. Make it about Jesus. Make it about Jesus. You need to know that you are of a royal priesthood. Hallelujah. You got the advantages of life. A royal priesthood. You are heirs to the throne of grace. Everybody can't go to the throne of grace. But you, the ones that are called, you the ones that accept the calling. You the ones that have Jesus Christ on the inside, that Savior, that's interceding for you. You are of a royal priesthood, a chosen race with power and authority.
Amen.
Not your power, not your authority, but the power of God, the power of Jesus Christ. Know who you are.
Amen.
Know who you are. Unlimited, unlimited power.
Amen.
Now, if you don't, if you have not received Christ, if you have not received Christ into your life, then guess what? That's good news for you, too. Those that are living in wickedness, those that don't believe in God at all, those that don't believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins, well, he still died for you, too. Hallelujah. He died for every single one of your sins. Every single one that's wicked, he died for the wicked. Believe it. This is one thing that you need to believe. Every single body that's in Christ, you were sinners anyway. See, there wasn't no Christians. There wasn't nobody that was already saved. Jesus Christ died for sinners. That means every single sinner. That's for ones that believe and ones that don't believe. He died for every single body. So he's calling you too. And we thank you, Christ Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
36, we'll wrap this thing up. We'll wrap this up. 38 reads here, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come." See, we're living in that age right now. We're living in that age right now. Here it is, a pandemic that showed up that threatened the whole world with death. Then you have the peoples or the rulers that's over this right here thing. They're using their powers to keep you in that place of fear, to keep you in that place of bondage. To get you in that place of trusting what they have for you. They got the antidote here, the antidote there. Now 38 says, Apostle Paul is saying here in 38 that I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. 39, nor height, nor death, nor any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Can't nothing separate me from the love of God. See, this is the message that God had wanted me to give to y'all because he gave to me. He says, don't make it about you. Make it about Jesus Christ. When you make it about Jesus Christ and you invite him into your life, nothing can separate you from the love of God. So don't you allow nothing to separate you from the love of God. Don't you be in that place of trying to do right to get right. Be in that place of trusting the righteousness of God, because this is Jesus Christ. See, when you be in that place, see, now you are walking in the Spirit. The Bible tells us to walk in the Spirit. Don't walk by the flesh. Don't look at the things that's going on right now. This is only temporarily. You have power and you have authority. You have the gifts of God. You got the word of God. You got the wisdom of God. You got the knowledge of God. You got the word of faith. You have the gift of prophecy. You got Christ Jesus. You got too much. You got the advantage. And tell somebody else how to get it as well. We thank you, Father God. We plead your blood over all that we heard on tonight. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus. For you know your blood, it covers us. It protects us. It guards us. And it guides and it defends for us. And we thank you, Christ Jesus, for it.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't make it about you. Make it about Jesus. Jesus Christ died for every single one of our sins, for me and my house. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to trust in the Lord. We're going to trust in the Lord. We believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. We believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. On the third day, he arose from the dead. Hallelujah. From then, he ascended into heaven, and he sits on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. And he's coming again to judge you and I, those that are living and those that are dead. Somebody shout, he's coming again. So he ain't coming again for somebody that's dead. He's coming again for his church, and we're going to be alive because we're in Christ Jesus. I believe in the church universal, the communion of the saints, the forgiveness of sin, resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. That's for me and my house. Now, I don't know about you and your house, but for me and my house, we're going to make it about Jesus, and we're not going to make it about self. God bless you. May God keep you.
Amen.
Me and Pastor Tower Negro, we love you. God loves
you
more.
Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
And Holy Spirit,
amen. Glory to God. We thank God for the message. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
May God, hallelujah, fuel you, refresh you, restore you, and all that you poured out in this Sunday service. It's not about you. It's about Jesus. Jesus made it about you.
Lord,
so now it's time for you to make it about Jesus. Hallelujah. As Pastor was preaching, hallelujah, we talk about it. Jesus came and made it about you. So now you must make it about Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory to God.
Hallelujah.
How many give their life for Jesus because he came and he gave his life for you. Amen. It's not about you. It's not about you. It's about Jesus. Amen. Stay in that place.
Jesus.
God bless you. God keep you. At this time, we open up the doors of the church. If there be one today. Hallelujah.
Yes, there might be one.
There be one. Press one.
There might
Hallelujah.
Be one that maybe feel like that. You know, I'm just not good enough. There might be one that realize that they are a sinner and they're ready to give their life over to Christ. Pray this prayer with me. Father God, I realize that I'm a sinner. And I realize that I can't live this life by myself. I need you. I invite you into my life as my Lord and Savior. I believe that you died for all of my sins. You died there on the cross and was buried 3 days there and rose from the dead. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Pray this prayer. If you prayed that prayer, just press one. Hallelujah. Simple as that. There may be one. There may be one that want to rededicate your life over to God. Maybe you was on fire for the Lord, but then something happened in your life. Life happened to you, and you just fell into that place of back into self-preservation. You fell into that place of shame and guilt. Let us pray for you. Let me and Pastor Tawanika, let us pray for you. Let us get you back on the right track. We're just going to show you what the Word of God said. Not our Word, but God's Word. Someone may need a special prayer. Maybe need some type of healing, some type of deliverance in their body. Just press one. Let us come into agreement with you and pray with you.
Yes, God.
There may be even one that's looking for a church home.
Yes, Lord.
Allow me and Pastor Tawanika an opportunity to be your pastor. We ain't going to do nothing but love on you. That's all we're going to do. We're just going to love on you. We're going to share that word and give that word and pray with you and fellowship with you. We're going to have a Holy Ghost good time every single time. There may be one. Amen.
Press one at this time if there be one today. Go ahead and press one. Hallelujah. Don't let the enemy keep you quiet, keep you down, keep you from making that choice. Hare Korobo Shaza Mahaya. We thank God for you. May God continue to keep you. God strengthen you, be with you. May the Holy Ghost of the living God dwell in you all the days of your life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let us pray at this time. Like we cover you right now, I cover you. I cover your mind, your thoughts with the blood of Jesus Christ. I cover your doorposts and position with the blood of Jesus Christ. I cover you right now, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That you'll overcome the devil through the blood of Jesus Christ. I sprinkle the blood of Jesus and receive multiplied grace and peace right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You're made perfect through the blood of Jesus Christ, the everlasting covenant. Amen. We have boldness, hallelujah, to enter to the presence of God through the blood of Jesus Christ. Let it be your portion on today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Father. My Lord, my God, we thank you. We eat the body of Jesus and drink his blood. Hallelujah. We have redemption through the blood of Jesus, and we are redeemed from the power of evil. We rebuke our spirits of torment, fear, hallelujah, infirmity, and affliction, because we have peace through the blood of Jesus. We receive the benefits of the new covenant through the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We receive healing and health through the blood of Jesus Christ. We receive abundance and prosperity through the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We receive our deliverance through the blood of Jesus. We receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit and the anointing through the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are hallelujah in the name of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus, hallelujah, bears witness to our deliverance and salvation. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. Jesus has sifted us through the blood, and his blood gives us victory. We can decree and declare right now today, in the name of Jesus Christ, victory over all things. Hallelujah. We rebuke and cast out all spirits of guilt, shame, and condemnation through the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We break the power of sin and inequity in our lives through the blood of Jesus Christ. Our heart is sprinkled and purified by the blood of Jesus from any evil conscience. Hallelujah. We rebuke Satan and the accuser of the brethren through the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command all accusers to depart through the blood of Jesus. We rebuke and cast out all spirits of slander and accusation through the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. We release the voice of the blood against demons and evil spirits that would accuse us and condemn us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for the blood, hallelujah, that was shed on Calvary. It's in Jesus' name we pray, hallelujah. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And with the power of the Holy Ghost that liveth, that dwelleth in us, hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory, God. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. At this time, you all, we're going to take our tithes and offering. Hallelujah. You can prepare your tithes and offering. You can send those into us at Cash App, Pastor Chantel. That's capital P-A-S-T-O-R, capital S-H-A-N-T-E-L-L. If you need other means or sources, send in your tithes and offering. You can give us a call at area code 346-719-3349, or you can use the cash option through Facebook under Tawny Commanding. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Let us take our tithes. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Heavenly Father, as we pay our tithes and give our offers according to your word in Malachi 3, we claim an action to fulfill the seven promises that you've given us as a tither. And Heavenly Father, you know that we are tithed, and we ask you to revive us because we have obeyed you by paying our tithes according to Malachi 3 and 10. And Heavenly Father, you have promised us according to your word in heaven and will pour out blessings that we won't have room enough to receive. And we receive it right now by faith in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, you have promised us in Malachi 3 that because of our tithes, that we will be prosperous. And every part that says in your word in Malachi 3:11, that you will rebuke the devourer for us. So we ask you, Lord God, to rebuke the devourer for our sake because of our obedience to you and paying our tithes. Every part of your word says that you promised to cripple and paralyze the enemy so he will not be able to come near us. Every part of we ask you, hallelujah, not to let the enemy destroy the fruits of our ground according to Malachi 3:11. Every part of we ask you to prevent the enemy from touching our finances, the fruits of our ground, because of our obedience to paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, we ask you that our vine not cast its fruit before its time, according to your word in Malachi 3. Heavenly Father, we ask you to stop the enemy from touching and from coming near us, our family members, our finances, our fruits, our grounds, because we are obedient to you and paying our tithes in the name of Jesus Christ. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to keep our families, oh God, our finances, our fruits, our grounds. Bless us with your seven blessings of a tithe, as it is written in Malachi 3. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to give us the fulfillment of these seven blessings of a tithe according to John 6:23. Father God, we thank you. And Father, we have been obedient and paying our tithes, and we receive the blessings right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, call all the nations to call us blessed because we are tithers, and it's you that have blessed us. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. For God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless those that are showing today or giving a tithe offering. God bless you. Those that purpose your heart to do so but are not in a position, we pray that God will prosper you financially, that you will, God will restore your stewardship to his kingdom, that you will be able to sow and give in the name of Jesus Christ. All that give, may you be blessing your giving. May there be no lack in your giving on today in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. For the abundance of the more of your goodness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. At this time, we will receive our announcements from our sister, Carol Dillett. Welcome, Sister Dillett.
Amen.
Sister Dillett.
Hello.
Sister Dillett.
Yes,
amen,
ma'am.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Can you
amen.
Hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
yes,
ma'am. God bless you.
Good afternoon. Good evening, church folks.
Give
honor to God in the head of my life, pastor, members. Today, church announcements is on Monday at 6 a.m. We have intercessory prayer. On Wednesday at 7 p.m., we have Bible study. Thursday night, we have at 7 p.m. midweek service. And Sunday at 2 p.m., we have Sunday service.
Amen.
And we have a special event, a shout, Monday through Thursday at 12 noon. And we also have restoration service every second Tuesday at 10 a.m. And we have global prayer. We start our 40-day fasting, which we start January 1st through February the 9th. We start at 6 a.m. And the prayer line to call is 732-434-2510. Every third Sunday, we go out and see the homeless. If you want to contribute, you can call Pastor Manny, and she will give you details. That's our announcement for this week.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. Yes, you all, we are in our 40 days of prayer fest. We started on the 1st, and it's just been a glorious, good time. We're praying for nations, people all over the world. So we thank God and ourselves that God is doing a mighty great thing. We've already received so many testimonies that people receive. So we thank God for it right now. We're not going out to the streets yet, but we are scheduling those times to be able to go out so that we can be effective in our street ministry, because they've moved people around due to COVID-19 to go out and feed the homeless. So we're helping a lot of people that are in the home. They have shelter, but they don't have food. You know, they're struggling to be able to, you know, to supply the essential needs, you know, food and, you know, other personal hygiene items. So we're doing that. So we thank God for the opportunity to be able to go out and be used. Amen. At this time, you all, we just thank everyone. We just want to say thank you to Brother Joe Washington that blessed us today. Amen. I'm sure my husband wants to say something before we release the blessings and have our devotion. So go ahead, Pastor, then after you, just thank Brother Joe for being here and blessing us, every guest and every member today that you decide to be here with us in the new year, January 3rd, 2021. My dear friend, Elizabeth Allen on the line, and her daughter Brittany Caddy. Thank God for you all. God bless you. Jordan Adams, God bless you. God keep you. You know, so many. Brother Learn, who's with us every Sunday, God bless and continue to strengthen you and be with you. Cousin Dorita, hallelujah. Just so many. Sister Shanda Jackson, you know, just our family members that are here. All that we can see, church is packed. You know, we can't see everybody because it's an overflow that's going on, so it's rotating your numbers in. So if we don't call your name, we just want to thank God for you. God bless you. God be your strength. Amen. Pastor, you have something you want to say before I release the blessings and then you give the benediction? Is there something that you want to say?
I thank everyone for being in Sunday service this afternoon. This is the first year of 2021. You know, I think I said this, you know, to a few people, but, you know, this is the year where we trust what God has shown us last year. God is in control, and God has already shown you personally what it is that he wants for you to do. Trust it, walk in it, and God is going to lead you into that glorious place. There is one person, I don't know who it is, but I just feel it in my spirit. Someone that's has something real heavy on them. something has real real heavy on them. I have one scripture for you here. Matthew chapter 11, 28, it says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." 29, let's go read 29. 29 says, "And take my yoke upon you and learn of me. He said, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul." 30 says, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So you don't have to walk around carrying all these burdens with you, thinking that God don't love you. No, God loves you. He's ready for you to turn to him. Take every single issue and every single thing that you are carrying that's so heavy and give it all over to him. He said, take rest. And when you take rest, God will do all the rest for you. He's working for you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. Amen. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. In Jesus' name, go ahead, Pastor. Benediction.
Amen. Now may the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, working in you that which is well and pleasing in his sight through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. God bless
amen.
You.
Amen. We love you. God bless you. We love you.
Lord.
Amen.
Oh,
hallelujah.
I see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah. One time, one time,
one time. do it all just for the love of God.
Cause for the love of the grandma.